News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Very glad to see all of you on the radio again for another big week. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, so we always appreciate all of his help and hard work standing by this morning. In the studio with us now, Kendi Alvarez is back on the radio, and she's here in person, new mayor of Lewisburg. When do they stop calling you the new mayor?
Oh, when somebody else becomes the new mayor.
Oh, okay. Well, this could be a while.
It could be.
I mean, you're enjoying this, right? You want to stay mayor?
I am. It's a great job. It's a labor of love, and it's a wonderful opportunity to work with some key decision makers in our community and be involved in very new and interesting ways.
And are you a key decision maker in Lewisburg?
I don't really get to make the decisions. I get to assist the decisions that have been made to come to fruition.
Okay. Right. Now, I guess it's what they say. It's not a strong mayor form of government. You can break ties and things along that line?
I can break ties. Our previous mayor, Judy Wagner, has never had to vote to break a tie.
Oh, no kidding.
So that says a lot about our community, that things are not generally contentious to the point of having to break a tie.
Okay. So you work with Lewisburg Borough Council on that, and of course you're working with the borough offices on a wide range of other topics. And as for running the police department, we always think of mayors and some of the towns and boroughs around here running the police department, but you have a police commission
for
that.
We do. And I'm on the police commission, but I am I'm one of
just
eight
one
people.
Vote.
Yeah. And I'm an alternate this year. I'm not even a vote unless somebody else is absent.
Oh, okay. All right. So soon, well, you'll be stepping up in the years ahead.
Yes.
Probably, and you'll still have to bone up on that topic to be a good person on that board. You also happen to be a Bucknell University graduate. You also happen to be a mortgage broker at CoLab Lending. I asked you a little bit about this before, but that was an online lending
service. Yes, we have an online option. We have offices in Erie, State College, and Harrisburg in Pennsylvania. But we're also licensed in Illinois, Ohio, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, and Puerto Rico.
Okay, how do we reach you at work? Let's go ahead and get that out of
the way. The easiest way to reach me is to just give me a call, 570-556-6302, or you can reach out to me on social media. It is at MortgageSRV, because I do mortgages in the Susquehanna River Valley.
Okay, super. Okay, so mortgage. Well, let's ask about that. Interest rates going up?
Interest rates have gone up significantly. In the first quarter of the year, you know, this is April, so we tend to just look back at what's happened from January to March. And from the end of 2021 to now, interest rates have increased almost 1.5%. And what that means for buyers is, at the end of 2021, everybody was really excited because the average homeowner gained about $50,000 in equity in their home. From then until now in the first quarter, home buyers have lost $50,000 in buying power on average, which means if you were planning on buying a house for $300,000, at that same interest, because interest rates have gone up that much, you can now only afford a house that's $250,000.
Right, and that's the zone. That's mm-hmm. Those are the, I mean, really, most of the sort of livable family houses around here are in the 2 to 3. That's where
that
they're all at.
That
now.
Is the that's the key point of our market right now.
Okay, so that makes a big difference.
And, it does.
Well, particularly where you want to buy or build or whatever that happens to be. Okay, so that's interest rates. Let's look just at Lewisburg, since mm-hmm. you're the mayor. Are there any homes to buy in Lewisburg?
There are a few, but the reality is that inventory is down everywhere. Our entire market locally suffers from the fact that we don't have and have not had builders that build homes just to sell them. So we don't have this constant inventory of like 20 to 30 homes that are new construction that other markets have. A lot of our builders are smaller scale. They do, build to your liking, build to suit. And that means that they don't necessarily have the capacity to to churn out a few homes all at once. And that has had some implications for our inventory. We don't have nearly as many homes for sale. We've got lots of captive buyers. We've got more and more industry looking at our area to either bring new business or expand a current business. So we've got lots of labor force needing housing. And supply and demand, that means that we've got short supply and lots of demand, prices go up.
Is there some way to encapsulate the labor shortage in Lewisburg? Is it different there than other places?
I think as a region, there, I don't think that we have the labor shortage that is talked about nationally. I think a lot of our businesses have really made a concerted effort to take care of their employees, especially over the last 2 years. And what we have instead is a skill shortage. There are particular jobs that cannot be filled because we don't have that kind of skilled labor. And that's where we're suffering.
What would fill, what would help? Let's suppose you had a 10-year plan to fix the skills gap.
Well, there is a concerted effort by like PA CareerLink, CSIU, you know, Jen Hain at SunTech. There are people in our community doing the hard work to make sure that those programs can be created and filled. Think of like the new community college project that they're working on in Sunbury, and they're starting up their first cohort of LPNs. So, you know, we're looking at doing that. We also have a childcare shortage, you know, that I know that as a community there are people working on addressing that so that people can afford to have adequate childcare and put their and get back out to work.
Sure, affordable, available. Lots of stars if you can get them. Child care.
I know we've got lots of work to do as a community, but we're working on it.
Well, these are good growing pains to have,
yes.
I would think, right? I mean, this is, you're not in some sort of a recession clawing out or anything.
Yeah, we're not looking at, you know, a depressed community that is trying to figure out how do we survive. We are at the growth point where We just need to fill some infrastructure needs so that we can then go on to the next level.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the infrastructure. We've studied traffic a little bit in Lewisburg. I think of it personally as kind of being on hold. Am I perceiving that correctly if we're talking about traffic quieting in downtown Lewisburg?
Well, as a whole, yes. I think that there isn't a... there isn't a plan as a result of the traffic study. Right now, we're waiting to see what happens with the thruway. And, you know, the bridge should open up this summer, which will have some impacts on traffic to our communities. What that looks like, we will wait to see. But I think that we're also looking at interesting and creative ways to deal with some traffic in and around our communities. I would love to see a project that was recently done by the PA Downtown Center, which was traffic calming by painting the crosswalks and painting intersections, making art as a means for having people slow down because there's something interesting to look at.
All right. Well, that says to a driver, you're a guest here. The pedestrians are here. They paint up the crosswalks. Look for them to cross. But you're just a pass-through. Whoever painted these crosswalks lives here.
Kind yes. of thing.
Okay. So that works. Traffic quieting in that way. Any particular place where you have a heavy traffic volume of pedestrians where you want to start those projects?
So out by the community garden. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic over there, and something really pretty with like flowers along the crosswalk would be nice. There is an intersection on 3rd Street where all of the churches are. That would be really interesting to do some things there. It's a wider street, so it's got lots more
lots more
usable space for some art. And just thinking about places like that out along Hoofnagle Park, and so the intersections in and around there, things that are themed towards children.
What about closing 6th Street again? We talked to Samantha Pearson about that 2 years ago. It certainly was the right option at the right time, but
It was fantastic for our businesses and our community through COVID, being able to create outdoor space where people could safely still support our small businesses, but not feel like if they weren't comfortable eating inside that they had to eat inside. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen where we close off the street. We do still have tables in and around 6th Street and on 3rd Street in the little pocket park that's across from Graham's Eatery.
Okay.
So they're still wonderful places to sit and eat outside downtown Lewisburg. But closing off 6th Street, other than, you know, my someday dream that we go back to, you know, the brick paver and make that a walkway, kind of like a gateway to Hoofnagle Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a
like
beer
that.
Garden of sorts.
Nice little alley situation. Well,
yeah.
Maybe once you have your other parking lot open, you
yes.
know, that would be the sort of the time that you could start to think about something along that line. Okay, well, lots of things going on in Lewisburg. Events are coming
mm-hmm.
up. We watched just a tremendous Lewisburg Live last year. There's going to be another.
Yes, there will be. And we've got your very own Tom Morgan will be the MC for the evening. And that will be in May 18th, at the Campus Theater. We also have...
Before then, you have the Lewisburg Arts Festival.
Yes, before that, we've got Lewisburg Arts Festival from April 30th to May 14th. So one thing just leads into another. We've got a series that just keeps going.
And the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade, you tell us that's on June 25th, so that's
yes.
coming back.
Fireworks on the 24th, and then the parade on the 25th. And I, along with Mayor Cooney from Mifflinburg, will be judging the floats, so that is going to be exciting.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. Okay, from Mifflinburg. Real quickly, Management 304. Now, I saw you at Management 101, so that was
yes.
an exciting panel discussion. That was fun. But Management 304, we have a minute for you to tell us what they're doing.
Management 304 is... at Bucknell, it's like the tail end of the Management 101, like the tail end of the management class. So Management 101, they work on a project. Management 304, they also work on a project, but this is utilizing all of the things that they've learned throughout their 4 years at Bucknell. And so as seniors, this project is more focused on how do you apply some of the things that you've learned. And so these students have come up with these phenomenal surveys to try and think about what are ways in which we can implement different projects or programs to improve our community. And so it ranges from anything from small businesses to, you know, what kind of businesses do we need? Do we need more outdoor dining? Is there an interest in community art? Should there be a downtown farmers market? Do we need more affordable housing in the Lewisburg community? And so on their website, on their blog, they have a list of all of these surveys, and we welcome the community if you spend any time in Lewisburg or feel strongly about what should or should not happen in Lewisburg. Take the time to help these students determine what projects should happen.
We'll put that link on our podcast page after
Wonderful.
This interview is done. Rob will load up the podcast, and then afterward I'll go back in and put that link in there. Candy, this is the fastest 12 minutes in history. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. It's
Keep
always
up the
a
good
pleasure.
Work. And come back as soon as you have more to say, boy, come back and we'll get this going. Maybe before the Lewisburg Live, we can do a little promotional push for that. Candy Alvarez, Mayor of Lewisburg, Bucknell grad mortgage broker at CoLab Lending, 570-556-6302. You want to hear from folks no matter what they want to ask you or tell you. You have a busy phone already, and it's going to get busier. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.